This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, invitation to attend March 1st community event about DOE plans for expanded bomb production. In response to the DOE plans to expand nuclear weapons manufacturing at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, a wide range of organizations and community leaders are co-sponsoring an all-day forum spotlighting the threat to New Mexico's residents and natural resources posed by the DOE's recent proposal for the transformation of its nuclear weapons complex. Under the Bush administration's proposal for the future of the nuclear weapons complex, LANL will remain the nation's only producer of plutonium pit triggers for nuclear warheads. However, that mission may be expanded from 20 pits per year to up to 80. An even more extreme alternative under consideration calls for the production of up to 200 plutonium pits per year at LANL. At the higher level of production, LANL would increase airborne pollutants by 28%. Precious natural resources would be stretched to the limit, as LANL's current water rights would be exceeded by 10%. In the event of a facility accident at LANL, the chances of fatalities would also increase. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "These figures are shocking, but what's even more troubling is that New Mexico residents in the Rio Grande corridor are doubly affected by the combined hazards at both the Sandia and Los Alamos National Laboratories." The DOE has not looked at the cumulative environmental and public health impacts of the two facilities located within 60 miles of each other, end quote. The forum is called, quote, "a community event to protect our health, children, and water from the nuclear weapons complex," end quote, and you are invited to attend. It will be held on Saturday, March 1st at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center on Rodeo Road in Santa Fe. The sponsors include the City of Santa Fe, CCNS, Faithful Security, the New Mexico Conference of Churches, and Nuclear Watch New Mexico. There are many co-sponsors, including businesses and community-based organizations, all concerned about the impacts of the DOE proposal. The forum will begin with a press conference at 10 a.m. with Mayor David Koss, who is a mayor for peace, and other elected officials. Afterwards, presentations will be made about public health and environmental impacts of nuclear weapons activities at both DOE facilities. DOE has scheduled public hearings about their proposal at four locations in New Mexico. The first hearing will be held on March 10th in Socorro at New Mexico Tech. The second hearing will be held on March 11th at the Albuquerque Convention Center. Two hearings are scheduled for Los Alamos, both at the Hilltop House. The first will be on March 12th and the other on March 13th. The final New Mexico hearing is scheduled for Santa Fe on March 13th in the evening at the Chavez Center. For more information or to volunteer for the March 1st event, please call CCNS at 505-986-1973. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.